The question was asked, at what point is it appropriate during the dating to buy one another gifts? Firstly, from a halachic perspective, it says in the laws of Purim that a man should not give mishloach manot to a woman. A woman should not give mishloach manot to a man. It's not so modest. And we're a little bit concerned, you know, sometimes the gifts can have other connotations to the point of even engagement. A person can halachically be married to someone by giving them a gift. I know a couple where the wife would tell her husband when they were engaged, she used to tell him, under the chuppah, I want you to bring me an apple. You could be mekadesh me with an apple. You'll give me an apple and you'll say, Hareat mekudeshet li betapuach ze kedat Moshe v'Yisrael. So she'd say it half as a joke, but she meant to say, I don't need a fancy ring. But she's right, halachically, if you give a girl an apple, there's a famous story. Woo, the story happened more than once, where kids were playing around, they were teenagers, and everyone was around, it was like a youth group setting. They went to an amusement park, and one guy went and put in his 25 cents in the slot machine and got one of those eggs with the ring inside. And he goes over to his girlfriend in front of all the guys and says, Hareat mekudeshet li betabat zo. And he puts the ring on her finger and everyone yells, mekudeshet. And then an adult there, you know, someone with a little bit more reason in his mind says, wait a second, halachically you might be married now. Technically, everyone was witnessing it.
That's a contract.
The contract doesn't... He said it before he put the ring on her finger. Okay. So Rav Moshe has a response about this. This is a, you know, it can happen. You know, people do stupid things sometimes. They mean to joke. So this idea that a gift can constitute engagement, halachic engagement, kiddushin, not what we call engagement today. What's kiddushin, what's marriage, it can happen. And so we're careful about it, both for modesty reasons and also for halachic reasons. Just a minute. Nonetheless, there are things where it's clear you're not getting engaged to the person, right? If you get a coworker a cup of water, you're not getting engaged to them. And even if you make them the greatest coffee and pick it up at Starbucks and pay $25 for it, you still didn't get engaged to them because you got them a cup of coffee. That's pretty clear. But if you tell them, I hereby want to marry you with this cup of coffee, you're running into problems. She might be your wife. If she's married, it's not a problem. It's a different problem.
But giving rings to lots of people.
Right. So that being said, there we now go into a realm of social norms. And there are countries where it's expected that after a certain number of dates, you show up to a date with flowers. Okay, I can answer for Israel. I don't know the norms of other countries. But here in the Dati Lumi crowd, it's generally accepted that you don't buy gifts in the beginning when you're dating. After it becomes serious and becomes pretty clear that you two are serious about one another, after, let's say, 12 dates or 15 dates, 20 dates, however long it takes for you to get serious, so then it's sometimes, you could, there are crowds where it might be acceptable that you buy your box of chocolates or you bring her flowers for Shabbos, but most of the time the expectation is that you... Most of your purchases are going to be around food. You take her out to dinner. You know, you take her on a trip. You go hiking. You go. You rent out a boat. You go rowboating together. But not personal gifts. I'm not a fan of that. Where the girl gets him a tie and he gets her a scarf or whatever. I don't see the reason why people should do that before they're engaged. Okay. After you're engaged, throughout your married life, do it beforehand.
Activity's good.
If I'm saying to pay, you go robot and you take her to the zoo, that costs you like 150, 200 shekel thing here to the Tanakh Zoo. You take her to a tour of the Temple Institute, that'll cost you 100 shekel. I'm saying it's not like you're not spending money on other things. Spend money on other things. But to give gifts, I don't see the point. You want to buy your chocolates for Shabbos? Okay. But to get something like a garment, I would wait till after you're engaged. And then you don't stop.
Someone shouldn't be too cheap on the first few days. It should not be cheap.
It depends on the crowd you're in.
Really?
It depends. I'm saying in some places what you said is correct. I'm saying in some circles they want to see that you're not cheap. In other circles there's no expectation. I once joked with my brother that I dated, let's say, 300, 400 times, maybe a little more, 50, 60 girls. But some girls I went out with once, twice, 10 times, 20 times. I ended up going out on, let's say, 400 dates. I once said to my brother, I think all 400 dates amounted to the cost of his two dates by him. I don't pay gas. I'm saying, in America, I'm saying, what do? You take out the girl to, let's say, a coffee shop or a hotel, and you buy two drinks that cost you 25 shekel, 30 shekel. You know, so each date cost me a total of $8, $7. In the United States, you take a girl out, just the gas, getting there, getting back. You have to buy a normal meal for you, for her. A lot more expensive. Saying here, it depends on the crowd. This you have to find out from the Shadchan. But I'm saying in the Dati Lumi crowd, there are different norms within the crowd. I'm saying in Merkaz Arav, no one expects you to buy the girl more than a cup of tea. And when I came with an American mindset, so when I started dating here in Israel, I took the girl out and I bought lunch. And she sat there and she said, enjoy. And I said, what will you eat? She said, nothing. So I really felt stupid, you know. She's not willing to eat anything, which she was right. That's the social norm. In Merkaz Rav, people don't eat until they're like on the verge of getting engaged. No one spends that kind of money on a date. But I didn't know that.
Is there a book that I could, like, dating norms?